This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey, one of the MCSCs at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We have one line open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And if you're in the greater Hartford area, Southington area, Music of the Night is happening today in Southington. If you want to check out what a marching band competition is all about, you got to see it to believe it. This is the first one in probably 5 or 6 years now that my wife and I are not running. And we're going to be able to check it out as just regular fans. And to see what these kids do on a marching, on a football field. I know you watch football players do what they do, but to see what a marching man does on a football field is amazing. With the amount of difficulty in the music, the amount of amazing drill that they run, and the color guard is chucking all sorts of weapons in the air and flags. And I'm telling you, you got to see it to believe it. I can't do it justice to describe it. If you want to see what kids are just doing, getting smarter and smarter on the football field, it's worth checking out today in Southington. Starts at gates open at 2. I think it starts at 3, and Southington will go on at 8 to finish the night. So it's a nice day in Southington. Let's go to you. Back to Joe, who's doing something with Google that I'm still trying to figure out. So, Joe,
yes,
you try to use Google. When you say using Google, are you using the Chrome application or are you using the Google app of some kind?
I am using I'm going to assume it's a Google app that has been with my phone since I've owned it for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
I don't specifically go to Chrome. I just hit the microphone and ask them for what I need, and it's provided to me.
Oh, so you're talking to Google.
Whether I talk into it or type into it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As soon as I go out and search for information, I'll get that I've won, lucky me, and even if I answer the Google questions, how many times a week do you use it, do you like it, do you not like it, answer that and move forward, I've won a $1,000 gift card from somewhere. If I enter my information, of course I'm not entering it, so I'm closing it.
Weird.
Okay, and now it's closed, and It happens every single time I try to surf the web.
Well,
so I've had to remove it from my phone.
Yeah, when you say remove it, you removed what?
I removed, I went into the settings and I stopped all updates from Chrome, actually.
Ah, so you...
So I don't get any more updates from Chrome, and I removed the app.
The Chrome app.
I removed the Chrome app, yes.
All right, so you
and
probably...
And I downloaded Firefox, and now I can surf with Firefox.
Okay, so most likely what happened is somehow you had a browser hijack on your phone within Chrome.
Okay.
All right, so if it works now with Firefox... That's good news. You said you removed the beach ball, right? You removed Chrome.
Yes, I did.
When you put it back in, same problem occurs.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so there's something up with your... Almost like you haven't deleted... You've removed the app, but you haven't deleted the data from the Chrome app, and it's probably seeing it again. When you go into apps, you're able to clear the caches and clear the data. Have you seen that? So if you want to try using Chrome again, load Chrome back on there and clear those areas of the app. And,
okay, the caching the data.
Yeah, and see if that helps you. We do also have a link to this exact problem that Bob found, and it's a survey. It's a scam. We all know it's a scam. But
right.
It's mostly designed for PCs. The fact that it's happening on your phone is kind of interesting. But I think it has to do with the cache that you put the app back on and the phone's like, oh, okay, here, we'll start right back where you left off. And it keeps the information. So clear that information. And I bet you that'll take care of it. I'm not positive. Read this. We're going to put a post up here for you that relates to that and may have something to do with the app as well. I don't know. But I think that's what's going on here. Obviously, you can just...
All right, wonderful.
You can just...
I appreciate your help. I'll do that. And if it doesn't work, I'll call you next Saturday.
We'll be here, Joe. I promise.
Thank you, and thank you, Bob.
No problem.
All right, good luck. So, browser hijack on your phone. Now, again, how do you get hijacked on your phone? You surf somewhere you shouldn't have. Right? Those things don't come automatically or by accident. Those types of things occur when you're surfing somewhere. And so, keep that in mind, too. Careful where you surf, I guess, is the moral of that story. Let's go to Lisa in Cheshire. What's going on, Lisa?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I know it's Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
Yes, it is.
So my question is sort of related. I inherited a computer from a relative who passed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And thank you. And I want to do two things. One is I want to use the computer for myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a HP Pavilion. It seems very nice. But when I turn it on, I can't get past the password protection screen because they had a password password requirement.
Right.
So two things. I need to determine first if there's any records on there that I need for, you know, purposes of
probate.
That person's, yeah, correct.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, I also want to use it after I determine whether there's records on there for myself. So is there some suggestion you can make as to how I accomplish that?
So, before we even talk about that, for those of you listening, please think about this issue that Lisa's going through and write your passwords down somewhere and keep it with your important materials, whether it be online passwords for, you know, financial systems, bank accounts, whatever needs to be looked at by whoever's going to be taking over should something happen to you, because now poor Lisa here is in this position. And as long as people write their stuff down and put it in a safe place... she wouldn't have to go through this. Now, for your problem, yes, Microsoft security can be defeated. It's bad. It's not encrypted.
This may be a BIOS password, too.
Then it's going to be, it could be a BIOS password, which is also easily defeated by taking out the battery
in
the BIOS.
You got to reset it.
Right. So that's easily defeated. If it's an encryption password where they've encrypted the drive, there is nothing we can do for you.
I think it's just when you turn it on, the opening screen comes up and it's looking for a password. I think that's all it is.
Okay. So you'll need to bring it to a computer expert, some sort of computer shop in Cheshire, and they should be able to get around that password using, there's all sorts of tools out there. And this is, this is the problem with Windows, right? I mean, it's not as secure as you think it is. But there's no tools that I'm going to talk about on the radio to help you with it. But you're gonna want to go to a computer expert, and they'll use some tools.
Okay.
That will assist you. Now, the other idea would be to simply take the hard drive out and put it into a machine where you do have password access. You might be able to look at the data on the system, on the drive, if you're just looking for data. But you want to use the computer.
Yeah.
So I would say bring it to a shop and have them use some of the tools that are available to get you in.
Okay, so they have a means to do that that's safe and secure and all that.
If they don't have the means to do it, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay, very well. Okay, that's helpful. No, I didn't know that. And no, that's a good suggestion. I know just where I'm going to go, and I appreciate your direction.
All right, thanks for the call, Lise.
Thank you, bye.
Right, bye-bye. Yeah, so keep that in mind, guys. I mean, if you don't leave your passwords anywhere, people are going to have to try to break in and hack in, and just write them down, put them with your important papers so that if anything happens, somebody can do things. And of course, your social media, right? There's a big issue to deal with the fact that when people pass and their social media accounts are still out there, it's, how do you deal with that? How do you inform social media you're no longer with us? I don't know.
And you got to do that before you go.
Right. Yes. Think about it before you go. All right. We're going to go on to Tom in New Britain next. Hey, Tom.
Hey. I have an iPhone 6. I'm not sure if that matters or not.
I don't know. It depends on your problem.
In messages, for certain people, I can go back years. But this one contact I have, I can only go back like 2 pages worth of text. And it's the same problem on her end with me.
Yeah, okay. So
you scroll back, you try and scroll back, and it only goes like, reloading messages, it'll go back like 2 pages worth. But others, I can go back years of text back and forth. I went to Apple, the Apple store, and they said, oh, it's probably an issue with your carrier.
Mm.
And I'm like, yeah, right. So, but anyway, I contacted my carrier, and they're like, oh, no, it's an Apple issue.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you heard this before?
No. So, I'm just going to ask you this question. Keeping all your texts forever, do you think that's a good idea?
Probably not.
Okay. I was hoping you were going to say that. So your phone is going to run a whole lot slower if it has to bring up those text strings, right? Because it's got to load them all.
Right.
And also, we say some stupid things on texting as a human race.
Right.
And my point would be for you to get in more of a habit of deleting this stuff rather than keeping it.
Okay.
That's just my advice to you if anybody came and asked me. Now you can tell me, Eric, I don't care what your opinion is. How do you fix this problem? I don't know, because you talked to the two folks that should have an answer for you. I suspect that there's some sort of limit on, you've maybe reached some sort of limit, because if you're a guy who's never deleted a single text file ever, maybe you've hit a limit.
I have.
Okay, good. But I would tell you, keeping your texts is just like people who keep their Facebook posts for when they were 13, and then some ding-dong from CNN brings it up and says, look what you said when you were 13.
Well, there's a certain person I was married to that I keep all those texts for some obvious legal reasons.
Yeah, you can. Yep, that's fine. You don't have to go too deep. I assumed you had a reason, but I would recommend always clearing your texts over time. But in your case, you're using it for a legal record. But that's you're actually making my point, too.
Well, you can export those, can't you, and then save them somewhere else?
I've never tried that. Have you ever tried to export your texts, Tom? Can you export texts?
I've never. That's news to me, if you can. Never tried it, obviously.
No, yeah, I haven't either. As you know, I'm deleting them like crazy. Not that I'm saying such stupid things that I have to delete it constantly, people. I understand where you're going. But I want my phone to run faster, and it'll run faster without trying to manage all those texts. Yes, you can.
I do go back occasionally and delete some of the older stuff on other text streams I have.
Right, so you can do it. So basically you can export text messages from the iPhone to PDF even. So that's kind of neat, because that's kind of a legal document.
Although
we can put a link up here for you.
Okay.
So I would tell you, I have no idea why your texts have stopped or not continuing based on your issue there, because you've talked to the two folks that would tell you if there's a way to get around it. But I can tell you how to now, you know, make them archival, and then you can just delete and start fresh and see if by just deleting and starting fresh, you get a new string that occurs.
Huh. Yeah, like I said, it's on her end, it's just with me. Like others, she can go back, and with me, it's only her. It's really weird.
That's why it wouldn't be probably the iPhone or the carrier. It should. I don't know why it's specific to you two. Now, this happens to be your ex-wife?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, maybe there's some sort of cosmic reason.
Yeah, the cosmos is saying, don't talk to her.
But I think we can show you how to export it now, and which I've never tried to do. So at least you now know that if ever a text comes through, you need to make sure you hang on to it for whatever reason. You can just export it. It's pretty cool. And then delete them, right? Don't hang on to them. Trust me on this.
Right. Yeah, no, I'll definitely visit the site and try and export them to the PDF.
There's some things that some people don't need to know.
Exactly. So, All right. I wish I could give you more information. I never experienced the problem, and it's too granular and too specific to one person to be able to tell you why it would do that to you. So I have no clue at all.
It's really weird.
Yeah. If somebody else out there has an idea that's happened to them, that's great. Maybe they'll call in from Radioland. But if both Apple and your carrier can't help you, I don't have any idea. I've never seen it.
Right. Okay.
All right, Tom.
All right. Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Hey.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
That's a funky one. That's a real funky one. All right, I got to step out for a break, right, Matt? All right, stepping out for a quick break. We got one line open for you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we're back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Bob and I are just talking a little bit off air about coyotes, because I guess Kevin Witkos is coming in with Ray and Joe in the morning on Monday, and he's going to talk about the coyote problem. There's definitely a coyote problem. I mean, you try sleeping with the windows open in the summertime, 2 in the morning, it's like a pack of hyenas out there. It's a little nerve-wracking. When I was a kid, all I heard was the crickets and the cicadas and our windows are open. But now all you hear is coyotes howling. They're coming for us. Let's go on to Irvin in Waterbury next. What's going on, Irvin?
Hi, good morning, guys. Wonderful show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I need your help.
I will do our best.
Okay. All right. I got an old laptop with Windows 7. It's a Pavilion, HP Pavilion DM42165.
All right.
Some time ago, I installed Windows 10, and everything works perfectly. This last month, I changed from the E browser to Firefox.
Okay.
And previously, the computer was trying to do an update. I guess I didn't have enough space, and it keep going back and forth.
Oh yeah.
So when I changed to the Firefox, it's locked up. It's can I open it? And when I try to boot up, it says your computer has a problem. We'll restart for you.
Oh boy!
And it goes through the booting process, and then it ends up with three options. It's choose an option.
Yeah.
One, continue, exit and continue to Windows 10, and troubleshoot, reset your PC or see advanced options. And the third option is turn your PC off. I tried all of those. Go into each of them. Tried nothing. Can I get it up?
So you went to the advanced options?
It'll boot into the advanced options automatically if there's a problem. I'm suspecting that you have a problem with your hard drive.
Okay. All right. So advanced option, yeah.
You need to see if you can boot into safe mode with networking preferably, and then open a command prompt and do a system file check.
All right, so in advanced options, I have system restore, uninstall, update, system image recovery, repair, startup repair, command prompt, startup settings.
Have you done the system repair?
I think I tried all of them.
Okay.
Reset your PC is going to reset it back to the factory if it...
Right. I don't want to do that.
No.
Exactly, you lose your data.
Yeah. But he wants to get into safe mode. So what's the option on safe mode? Is it not popping
in? He wants to do a disk check, basically, a check disk.
So of those options, what can he choose to run through that?
He's got to try to get into safe mode and open a command prompt. Open system file check. Run system file checks /space now.
Right, but to get,
scan now.
To get into safe mode for Windows 10, how should he do that?
Oh, that's you've got to basically crash it like three or four times, and then it'll come up with the screen that he had, and then he's got to run advanced options.
That's where he is. He just listed him off. So in the advanced options, how does he get to the safe mode piece that you want him to get to?
In advanced option, there is system restore, uninstall updates, system image recovery, startup repair, command prompt.
That's what Bob's trying to think of.
Okay, I'm clicking on that. Okay, ready.
And now we're going to do it. He's going to have you do a disk check, I think. Right, Bob?
Yeah, I'd run a disk check and a system file.
System file checker?
Yeah.
So a black screen with an X on Windows/System32 with the cursor, waiting for a command.
You are going to wait for a command. Yep, we're going to give you this. You're going to do a SFC. S as in Sam, F as in Frank, C as in Charlie.
SFC.
Space forward slash. Scan now. All right, we're going to put you on hold as that happens, okay?
E-N-E-N-D?
S-C-A-N-N-O-W. Scan now. And then hit enter.
I'm sorry. I read it. Forward slash, then
scan. S as in Sam. C-A-N-N-O-W. And we're going to put you on hold, okay, Irvin?
Okay, thank you.
And have it run. We'll see how that goes for Irvin, and we'll be right back with your calls. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We got one line open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We are on with Irvin, who hopefully is running a system file checker. Is it running, Irvin?
Yes, it ran, and the result is that Windows resource protection could not perform the required operation.
Ooh.
I just want to mention that my Wi-Fi signal is off. It's on yellow instead of white. I don't know if that would make a difference because I'm online. Okay.
No, you don't have to be online to do these things.
Okay.
These are just local utilities are running on the machine itself. So Bob's worried that your hard drive is failing, right, Bob? That's what you think? So you couldn't even run that. That utility is, that's not a good sign. And you've gone through all the other steps to try to get the system to recover on its own.
Right.
You could run check disk now after that. CHK DSK.
CHK.
CHK DSK.
BSK.
No, D as in dog, SK, disk.
Oh,
so it's check CHK DSK.
Charlie,
disk.
Sam, Kilo.
Uh huh.
And that's going to check for bad sectors on your drive. Now, if it marks them bad,
it's just space. /R behind it, repairs it.
I got that wrong. That's not. It says not recognized. It's Charlie. Harry. King.
C H K.
C-H-A.
K as in kite. Check.
Kilo.
Think of it as a short word for check.
I'm having a hard time. It's Charlie Apple.
No. Charlie Hilo. Kilo. Mm-hmm. D as in David. S as in Sam. Mm-hmm. K as in Kilo. Okay.
So if you look at it, it sounds like check disk. Like you're checking the disk.
And then /R for repair.
I entered already. Okay.
All right.
Okay, all right. Let me go back over that again.
You got it. That's okay. You have to add that repair piece or it won't fix it.
Otherwise, it'll scan through and tell you what's wrong, but it won't fix it.
Yeah.
Okay, give me that one more time, please.
CHK DSK /R.
/R.
And we'll have a link to it.
Yeah, we'll put a link for you, but Robert. I'm sorry, Irvin.
You cannot find the path specified.
K can't find the path specified. You just ran it the first. Are you in? Where are you? C. You're in the C colon, right?
Yes. Windows system 32.
Yeah, it should be there for you to run. It won't even run that
unless you're mistyping it.
Maybe I have. Maybe I'm doing that.
So
Charlie Hector Kilo.
Charlie Hector Kilo.
Hector, as in hello. H C H K D as in dog S K. Everyone on the planet is driving, saying, "All right, you gotta get this guy off the phone."
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. For space backslash R, right?
Yes.
A backslash is a arrow. It's a little slash that's going to be.
Yeah, I found that.
Okay.
No.
Above your enter key, generally.
Yeah, no, that's a four. Yeah.
That's not getting it.
Forward
slash. Can you post that on your side? Can I follow?
Yeah, it is posted. You want to do a forward slash or a backslash, Bob?
Backslash.
I did the backslash.
Yeah, which is going from left down to the bottom.
Yeah,
or is it forward slash?
I think it's forward slash.
It's a forward slash. Bob's rethinking it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's forward slash. Okay.
Yeah, it's the space forward slash.
It's in the article. So you can see it.
Oh, boy.
We can't run it here or test it because we don't want to repair any of our disks. I mean, just read it quickly. Is it a forward slash or a backslash? No, I don't even think of it. Yeah, it's forward slash, Bob.
Yeah,
it was right.
It's forward slash.
Now we're second guessing.
But, you know, I can type it without thinking.
I know. That's
know?
The problem. I know. So, Irvin, if that doesn't do anything for you and you're back to where you were, the drive is toast. Now, if you need data off of it, you can take the drive out of your computer, all right, and plug it into a USB adapter. So you're going to take the drive and adapt it into a USB cable so you can then plug it into another computer and then try to navigate over to it.
Okay.
Through Explorer and copy any files off it that are copyable. But it doesn't sound like your operating system's in good shape.
Right. I don't think it is. But can I just read the message that I get now? It says, Windows cannot run disk checking on this volume because it's write protected.
Huh.
Well, that means that you...
Cannot lock current drive.
Okay. What does that mean, Bob?
It thinks it's write protected.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
That means...
Could he have it? He's not encrypted, is he?
It could be encrypted, but yeah. Write protected is usually a permissions issue.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to take this to
a shop. But in this case, you could also just take the drive out and assume it's probably a mess. I don't think you want to spend too much time and energy on it. How old is this laptop, Irvin?
Oh, it's pretty old.
Yeah. So we're gonna pronounce it. Probably dying.
Yeah, I know.
And take the drive out, connect it to another computer, get your data off of it if you can see it, but don't spend money on this thing.
Yeah,
already wasted so much money on the air here today that we're all going to tell you that we need to go away with the drive. I'm just kidding.
I'll sponsor your next show.
Yeah. But I think it's done.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. But yeah, I'll check a website for the posting. Yeah.
It'll be up there, but I don't think it's going to help you because you can't even run the actual utility. So I think that's not what we expected to see. If it's right protected, that's a bizarre response.
More than likely, it's been giving you little issues along the way that were hints, and you probably ignored them.
Well, yeah, but the only thing I've been getting is it's trying to run updates, and it didn't have the space for it. So it keep going... attempting each time and then uninstall. So
it's a very small drive on top of that.
Yes.
Yeah. So you could have just simply filled it to the point where it can't operate, which Microsoft should have prevented for you, but they do cause trouble with that as well with small drives. So I think you should punt, Irvin.
Okay. All right. I say a prayer word.
Yeah, say a few nice words. You're welcome.
Time to run a new one, but through committee.
So it's funny. I haven't run low level check disk commands in a long time. Do you run them very often out in the field?
Well, they're supposed to run in the background automatically today.
On Windows 10?
Yeah.
Let's go on to I didn't even know that. Let's go on to on solid state? No. Well, in solid state it wouldn't run.
Solid state it's supposed to. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and it's not check disk. You don't do check disk.
Right.
It's what the heck is it? It's a different I'll figure it out, yeah.
John in Long Meadow, what's going on?
Good morning, gents. I'm looking for some advice on what software to use to find duplicate files on my hard drive. I'm a sloppy bookkeeper. I've got too many backups. I just want to, you know, combine everything, get it in one place. And I see a bunch of different programs for finding duplicates, but I don't know which one to believe. You know, they're.
What operating system do you use?
Windows 10.
Okay, we can put a. There's a product called CC Cleaner that we've used quite often. And it has a duplicate finder, and that might be a way, because CC Cleaner is a pretty popular utility. And
I'll give that a shot.
It's probably free.
Okay, I'll go with that. And now I have another question. I took a hard drive out of an old Vista computer. I put it in an enclosure, and I want to use it as another backup for my system.
Really?
And first thing I tried to do was erase everything that was on it, and it did everything except the old Vista operating system and the you know, that partition with the recovery on it.
Yeah. Don't do that, though. Don't use it, John.
Let me tell you, I bought this thing and put it in about a month before the computer failed.
Okay, so you're saying it's how old then?
The hard drive is like 4 years old, but it's only had a month of use before, you know, I just set it aside and bought another computer.
All right. So you're trying to format it, and it's leaving the operating system and the recovery partition.
Well, that was my question. I just tried to erase everything off of the drive.
No, you got to format
it. Erased everything except the Vista operating system and that, you know, the partition for the recovery on there.
Yeah, I would format it. I would format it from your Windows 10 computer.
Oh, and it will erase all that stuff?
It will. Well, formatting is different than erasure. Erasing something is really not doing anything but putting a little character in front of it to say it's available space. A format will take that drive and reconfigure the geometry so that it's understood by Windows 10. It'll have a current file system format. It's probably the way to go. It'll be completely factory fresh.
Will that combine the two partitions into one?
It'll make a blank disk.
Oh, okay.
So then you can. Yeah, then you can create your partitions as you'd like, but I wouldn't create any partitions. I just use it as one big.
No, that's what I want to do. I want to get rid of that smaller second partition and have it all as one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go with that then. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, John. Good luck.
Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll put a link up here for you for CC Cleaner. We're going to step out for a quick break. We got three lines open for you. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. So stick around, Don and Canton. Three lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. Yeah. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to get right to your calls. You've been nice enough to join us here on a Saturday morning. We've got plenty of lines open for a top of the hour, so feel free to get online. We're going to go to Don in Canton. What's going on, Don?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
My wife has a Windows 10 on her laptop, and she's using Excel version 2010. She's been using this particular file for a while, and making edits to it, changing, putting the numbers in.
Yeah.
And saving that file over and over again for weeks.
Yeah.
And fine, no problem. And all of a sudden, this past week, she tried to save some numbers on the same Excel file, and it wouldn't save it. It said, the file is in use, can't find the file. It was a general error message, but what I did was I'm using Windows 10 also.
Mm-hmm.
With Excel version 2016.
Yep.
I took that file, put it on a stick, brought it over to my laptop, and took the file and copied it into a blank, you know, fresh Excel sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Spreadsheet. And, you know, I tried to save stuff on it, save it, and it was fine. It would save it.
All right.
As soon as I put it back on the stick and brought it over to her Windows 10 computer running Excel 2010,
mm-hmm.
and same thing happened. She made some changes to it and couldn't change it. What I'm wondering, and I just wanted to get some affirmation or see if this is all wet.
Yeah.
I was thinking I should stay on her computer, take that file on her laptop, copy it to a blank sheet, and see if that works. I don't know.
You could.
I did a Google search on this kind of problem, and it said you don't. I know I heard you mention about safe mode, starting in the safe mode. And the little thing I got from Google search was if you're using Windows 2000, Excel 2010, it won't correct it if you go into start up in safe mode.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just run out of options. I don't know what else to try.
Yeah, well, obviously your 2016 works fine with the file, so there's something wrong with it within her machine. Your idea of starting with a blank file in the Excel 2010 is probably a good way to start and trying to copy the data in. That should have been something you tested already. You didn't do that yet?
You know, I didn't, and it's been a sudden change. It's been only in the last, the last week.
Yeah.
Because she's been running that same file. So is it possible that somehow
an update
Excel
broke it?
Yeah, it got corrupted. Like Excel, when 2010 got corrupted on her machine.
Not corrupted per se. Bob thinks an update might have broke it. But the problem is, this is where we live, right? This is, why does it work yesterday and not today? So what do? We go to a backup and get the last file. Now, you've been overwriting the same file, right? You don't have you don't have a backup of a healthy file that was healthy on Friday.
Well, it's healthy on my machine.
Well, that's not my point.
Okay.
You got to find out if the file works. So, if you had a proper backup scheme, and I'm not accusing you of anything, but if you had a proper backup scheme, you'd be able to go and say, okay, that file stopped working Monday. Let's go back to Friday's file, and let's see what's going on with Friday's file. You bring up Friday's file. Hey, Friday's file works fine. So, if then you know there's a problem with the version of that file, the one you updated. Something got corrupt in it, and that happens with computers because they're running on, you know, it's all zeros and ones, right? They get confused. So you bring up the Friday file, everything's fine, you move forward. You can't do that.
That. Actually, I did back up. She doesn't have very many files, so it takes up a lot, very, very little space.
Yeah.
I do have a backup of all her files.
Nice. Yes. Going back how far? Is it a few days old, a month old?
Well, no, it could be a month or two, but it's on a stick.
Yeah, so try that. Take that file, the same one you're dealing with,
yep,
and try to open it. Now, don't have to put the file on her local drive. Run it from the stick, right? Go ahead and browse over to the stick. I assume the file's readable, and see if you can open it. If you can, now it's not an update that caused the issue. You know there's some sort of corruption from when you backed it up between now and when the problem occurred. Something happened to the file. Now, your 2016 Excel is handling that corruption better than the 2010 version of Excel.
Correct.
That's where Microsoft would say, well, see, you should upgrade and keep paying us. We do better with when it's nice and new.
Well, I'll try that because I do have it backed up. So if it's a few months old, I can.
Yeah. But,
so it's on a stick. So I open that file on the stick.
Yeah, open the file on the stick. And if it opens, you know. And you can manipulate it, you know, save it as a different file locally.
Right.
Once you manipulate it, add some numbers to it, as you would say, and see if it saves. And you know the problem is with the file itself, the one you continue to use. And get in the habit of having more shots at your data. If this is a business application where you need to modify this file regularly, you need more than one shot.
No, it's strictly home use. But,
okay.
She's keeping our just records, it's tax records and stuff like that. She keeps on that file and billing,
okay.
You know.
All right.
Okay. No, that sounds good. You know, I was going to ask you a quick question. OpenDNS?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, I hear you talk about that a lot, and, you know, I haven't gone and read it. It was something that was keeping me from using that. I thought you have to download that onto your.
Nope.
That's not a browser, though.
No, it's nothing you're downloading. It's just a couple of IP numbers you're going to set in your DNS settings of your network so that you're not using the cable company's DNS. You're going to use this safer, more secure DNS.
Okay.
It's something you can just change by putting in two pairs of numbers in your DNS configuration. And we have so many instructions out there. It's probably listed almost every week on our Computer Talk with Tab site. If you go to our links, you'll find information on how to do it. Yes, you can download a little file. It's called an IP updater, so that if you wanted to configure OpenDNS. So let's say I want you to just be on the safe browsing, right? So you're at least minimally surfing on OpenDNS. But you can also say, you know what? I want to restrict access to certain types of sites so that kids in my home don't have access to porn, right? Seems like a nice thing to protect them from. So you can download what's called an IP updater. And that will do something that'll say, okay, this is Don from Canton. When he logs in, he doesn't want anybody in his network to have access to this site. And it'll keep track of that ability of your IP because it gets changed by your internet provider. So always OpenDNS knows who Don from Canton is so that your settings can be offered to you.
When now you say the DNS settings, is that something in the router?
You can do it in the router where the router hands out IP settings. Yep, it'll hand out DNS as well.
Okay.
And if you did it in the router, it means everybody in your network that comes into your network, whether it be a smartphone, a laptop, or anybody, would be surfing safer and faster. Meaning all of your streaming will be faster. Everything will be better.
But on the tab computer on your website, you think there's
tons of instructions
on how to do it.
Yep.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you. Enjoy the program.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. All right. So the moral of the story is have multiple shots at your backup. Right, Bob? You can't just have one shot at your data.
That's absolutely correct.
Multiple shots. You need to go back to versions, past versions of your file, because if your file's corrupted and you have no version to go back to, you're done. There's nothing we can do.
And increase the capacity of the system restore, so it gives you even more shots at your data.
For recovery points, yeah. Let's try to get Richard's question in quickly. Hey, Richard, we're coming up against the top of the hour here. What's your question?
Question was, is it possible to transfer information from a regular standard solid-state drive from laptop to another laptop via USB cord, or how could I do that?
You have to take
taking drives out.
You got to take the drive out, or you're going to copy it to a thumb drive. And move the thumb, do it that way. There's no cable you're going to connect the two together with.
No, so you have, could I take let's say I have the SSD that has the operating system. Can I transfer the operating system from that to the bigger drive and then put the new expanded drive in?
Not with a normal copy and paste. You'd be doing something called a clone.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, but if you clone a, let's say it's a Toshiba laptop's operating system and try to stick it into an HP, you got a big mess.
Yeah, it's Toshiba going into a Asus.
I had a feeling. So
that ain't gonna work.
That's not gonna work. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Richard.
That's basically the way you talk. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Just copy your data using a thumb drive or what have you. But that's the easiest way.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, you guys, for all calling on this Saturday morning. We do appreciate it. It gives us something to do. Otherwise, we're talking about our kids, which I'm going to do right now. Southington Music of the Night. Make sure you head out there. I don't have any kids performing in there anymore, but my nephew will be there. And it's a tremendous marching band show, so check it out in Southington. Gates open at 3. I want to thank Matt for producing, the newly married Matt. He looks different. He does look different. Yeah, you can tell you're married. You're so much happier. I want to thank Mike for posting everything live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. Everything is posted over at Facebook as well. If you like us on Facebook, over at Tab Computer Systems. And Zuckerberg deems it worthy, it just might get into your newsfeed. Hang around. Dr. Lessie's up next with Healthy Rounds.
See you next week.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.